What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your host of the Colts Cast today. Hey, shout out to you all that listen to the Colts Cast. Really appreciate it. For YouTube, that's going to be almost 1,600 of you all subscribers. So just shout out to you all. Just want to give a little shout out to that. Shout out to anybody listening on the audio too. Really appreciate it. Hey, look, everyone. Most of Colts Nation agrees that it's not a bad idea to add to the wide receiver room. Someone to attack in the first round, even free agency. I mean, there's a couple ways we can do this. But what if I told you there was another way? Let's say we go defense in the first round, or maybe Brock Bowers isn't available at 15. I know he's a fan favorite right now. How can we help Anthony Richardson out on the offensive side of the ball and start building around our potential franchise quarterback? You take his old teammate from Florida. Enter Florida wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. A perfect reunion. Perfect. Hey. Maybe not perfect. I mean, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. coming to play on the Indianapolis Colts would literally be, oh my God, that would be perfect. But as far as reunion, I would say this is going to be great. Hey, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts, Colts Nation. If you're on YouTube, this is the best way to support us as it gets our video out to other passionate Colts fans just like yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, it is completely free. Who better than someone who already has a rapport with Richardson? Played with him in 2022. 6'1", 190 pounds, good size, not great. That's okay, though. This guy has been the leading receiver on Florida for the last 2 years. That means something. It really does. He's the go-to option. Why? Because his hands are on alien level. He catches everything. Has everyone seen that one-handed catch against Charlotte from last season? If you haven't, I implore you to search Ricky Pearsall Catch of the Year on YouTube. It was absolutely incredible. He held on to it after taking a pretty vicious hit, too. Catch of the year might be one of the best catches in college football history, to be honest. I mean, it was that good. So if you haven't, go look at it and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, his hands are the key to his playmaking ability. He's able to do this in intense traffic. A guy that can win contested catches, it's always good to have. Always. And then after the catch, not incredible in this department, but he does have a yak ability. He seems very quick, not fast, but quick. Elusive is a good word. And then route running. Y'all know I like a good route runner. I was big on Josh Downs. We were, because he had that top-notch route running skills coming out of North Carolina. I think Pearsall's cuts, I mean, they're great. They look good. Footwork, really good. Crazy. He's able to switch up his tempo, beat defenders. Nice double move. Most great route runners, they also have that elusiveness to be able to make a defender miss in space. So beating defenders one-on-one in open space, I think it all goes hand-in-hand. I think Pearsall can be dominant in the middle of the field, too. I mean, we've already seen he has been at Florida, but, you know, somewhere where I felt Anthony Richardson, he loved throwing to in his limited games last season. He's a smart player. He's going to find those soft spots in the defense. I don't know. Pearsall he's looking like a great addition if we can get him, you know, in a certain round, you know, first round draft pick. But it's also very possible that the Colts don't give him a hard look. He's not going to measure great. Like I said, what did I say? 6'1", 190. And there's plenty of other wide receiver prospects that beat that. He's missing that top end speed you're really looking for. So a lot of the criticism against Pearsall is he's not like a big vertical threat. He just doesn't have the speed to take the top off, you know, especially these NFL corners. You know, if he's not doing this in college, it's going to be really hard for him to do that in the pros. Just doesn't possess those elite physical traits like other receivers in the draft. So that's something you can't really, that, you know, that's intangible. Can't really coach that. You know, you're built how you're built. So he has a ceiling. Reggie Wayne, he's going to have to coach this guy to be able to be physical at the line of scrimmage against these NFL defensive backs if we do end up taking him. But look, when you're a route running wizard, you're going to get your opportunities at the next level. You don't have to be Calvin Johnson size to make a difference. You know, you can have other attributes and it translate to the next level. So we talk about how we have to find our wide receiver one. I believe in this offense, we have that with Michael Pittman Jr. And I think about 12 hours ago, we did see T. Higgins get franchise tagged. So anybody holding out for the T. Higgins edition, well, I'm sorry, that case is closed for another year. The Bengals did franchise tag him. Over $20 million for another wide receiver. So we'll see what they do in another year. But I would be shocked if Michael Pittman Jr. does not get franchise tag. I know we're not talking about Michael Pittman Jr. this episode, but I'd be really shocked. Anyway, Michael Pittman Jr. is our wide receiver one as it currently stands. But he can't do it all. You need complementary pieces, and I believe Pearsall can be a great value addition. Someone who's going to be available day two, just like Josh Downs was. Josh Downs slid. You could see Pearsall doing the same thing. Might slip to the third round. I've seen him as high as second round, early to mid-second. So, you know, he's got some interest, but especially in the third round, I think he would be a steal there. Someone who can just make plays when the opportunity presents itself. Why not reunite these boys, Richardson and Pearsall, and let's continue building during the Steichen era? You know, we talked about adding to the wide receiver room. This is perfect. Enough about what I think. Let me know your thoughts on Ricky Pearsall out of Florida and this wide receiver room. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Coltscast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all, take care.